This is CliffCentral.com.
Progressive, cultured, and brave.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
The Threaded Exchange with Sia Bayile. Live on Cliff Central.
Live on Cliff Central. Hello, guys. It's Siyabonga Bayile. This is The Threaded Exchange. Conversations that are brave, conversations that are cultured. You know what I'm saying? And we are live from Johannesburg to the rest of the world on the best podcast station in Africa. And of course, it's Cliff Central. And as I said to you before, guys, on social media today, we're going to be discussing what are the realities of being a black female entrepreneur in South Africa? Our main end shit in the corporate world? How does the love life work? How does funding work? How does social life work as a female entrepreneur? What are the realities that you are facing? Please join in on the discussion. Just WhatsApp us on 079-748-2090. I've got two amazing ladies, Amanda and Charmaine, in studio who are going to be telling us a bit about their business and also telling us about those realities that they face. And we're going to get into a nice debate around those issues. And of course, since I have such female power in this room, I love African females, man. I feel like as an African man, I wouldn't be the threaded man without African females, and I think this is how I need to open the show today. Upgrade, you let me up. Hey, African women have been upgrading us for centuries. As I said to you guys before, today's topic is, what are the challenges that African, young African black females who are entrepreneurs facing in South Africa? What are the challenges that they're facing? As I said to you before, I've got Charmaine and Amanda in studio. You know, like, Dingumxhosa. So I'm not going to say Amanda. I'm going to say Amanda. How are you doing, Amanda?
I'm good. How are you doing,
Sia? I'm good. Charmaine, I'm not Kamalese Xhosa.
No.
No, man.
Hey,
Batong, black people, introduce themselves to me. Hey, look at me, I'm so shy. I'm like, give me your name.
Don't do that.
What is this thing now? Bye. Hey, I'm Shami.
I need to give you an English name.
Come closer to the mic. Are you there? Can we hear you?
Can you hear me?
I can't hear you. Let me check. Wait, it was off. There we go. Can I hear you?
Sabotage. Yeah. You don't want me on air.
There we go.
There we go. Then the first thing you say is sabotage.
You know my 6 years voice. Kamalako ka
Ken Saningo Beni.
Yes.
Shameni, second name.
No, so it's my first name. I lie. No, it's my second name.
So why do you introduce yourself as Charmaine, not Kenzani?
Because Charmaine is my business name. Kenzani is my personal name. I want people who know me to be Kenzani.
Guys, what is my business name? I'm Brandon. My business name is Brandon. No.
Totally. Wow, Brandon now.
Brandon Bayile.
BB. Do you have a business name and a personal name?
Yeah, actually, I think I do. Most people call me Joe Human, which is like my business name lately.
Yeah.
And then it's like Joe Nawaya, which is like my personal name.
So which is your real name?
Guys, it's Joe. Like, at the end of the day, it's just Joe.
I feel like all of you have alter egos, and I'm the only one who seems to not have one.
Oh, wow. No.
Like, it feels like you have a performance name.
I think you have one. You just haven't given it a name yet.
Okay. The Threaded Man.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, but these are like, I mean, you guys are Conte. I mean, you can't walk around and be like, I'm Conte.
But you know? I am.
You, exactly, but it's a business. But I need my own personal name. So I'm giving you till the end of the show to give me a personal name.
Okay.
Like a nice name.
I see. Totally Lishem. Yeah. Giving you a vendor name.
But before I get, give me a vendor name. That would be nice.
Yeah.
That would be nice. Like,
got you.
I don't know. I can't even speak. I was gonna try and make up somebody. I can't even speak vendor, so I don't want to offend people.
We got you.
You do know like all the responsibilities that you have to like carry if you have anything related to being vendor.
All I'm saying is Cyril is president. He's vendor, so I definitely want to be vendor right
yes.
now. I'll speak it right. Like Julius Malema, the first thing he spoke when he got to the podium is all he spoke vendor. I was like, you know what's up?
He did.
You know what's up? But before I don't want to get into trouble with Amanda and Charmaine. I mean, you must see their biceps, like. They are incredibly fit and strong.
Yeah,
so let me introduce them properly. Charmaine Ngobeni, aka Kensani. Kensani is her personal name, so guys, please don't call her by her personal name, she'll slap you. Charmaine Ngobeni, Amanda Sibiya are the duo behind Conte.
Yes.
And what Conte is a diversified media company. Can I call it that?
Yes.
It has a publication called Conte Magazine, which is one of their products.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, they are brand builders, and most importantly, they very much are black entrepreneurs who are trying to build the art scene in South Africa. You know, mm-hmm. no one focuses, when you talk about creativity, it's always about fashion. Everyone wants to be a blogger, everyone wants to be an artist, but no one actually talks about art. And I know fashion is art and I know music is art, but I'm talking about like that shit you see in the gallery that doesn't look like anything, but it sells for a million. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like when you see a dot and they tell you, yo, that piece is 5 million rands.
Yeah.
No one focuses on actual art in South Africa. And I think I love what they're doing, especially as black people. We've never really gone into that space. We've had artists. I mean, George Pemba, who's one of the greatest artists to come out of South Africa. But we never really know about African artists. No one actually, you know, builds content out of that or captures that. So, you know, Charmaine and Amanda both that's what they do. But yes, let me read according to their bio. So Charmaine Gobeni, managing director of Conte the agency. She fuels the business with fun, innovative ideas that builds on the company culture and also happens to be talented, driven, creative designer. Gobeni completed a degree in illustration and digital imagery from Parsons, the New York School of Design in New York. In New York. There's Go check out the school fees for Parsons. But while we're at it, Amanda Sibia, an enthusiastic and passionate creative designer, completed a diploma in multimedia, integrated fine art, animation, graphic design from the Center of Fine Art and Design in Durban. Yeah, Valando, integrated fine art, animation, and graphic design. I've never heard that. Like, these guys are highly qualified for this art shit. And then it says, both Amanda and Charmaine have a passion for the creative industry and do not want to be limited to only being either fashion, graphic, or interior designer, which is why they both call themselves creative designers. What brought them together was their desire to see more creatives collaborate with each other to change how people currently think of the creative industry, this being the reason why they started their own company, which is Conte. Did yes. I do good?
Yes, you did the thing.
And it turns.
Awesome.
I find that most people don't do this, but how are you doing? Let's start with Charmaine. How are you doing, Charmaine?
I'm actually having an amazing day. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
I'm great. Apparently, I came out on Twitter. Yeah, Chausi has come out on Twitter, so I'm doing very great. I'm always trending for things that are not true on Twitter, but it's live. Amanda, how are you doing?
I am fantastic.
Yeah?
Yes.
Are you fantastic?
I am fantastic.
I heard a rumor that you have sex once a year.
Oh!
With her one partner that she meets once a year.
Once a year.
Oh my God, guys, if you could see, she's got tears in her eyes.
Apparently, you've never met your boyfriend. And you've been dating for like 2 years. Is it true?
No, it's not true.
Apparently, you are that busy. Apparently, you are so busy that you've never met your boyfriend.
Which bed is this?
Shanae told me this.
Why are you going to put me out like that?
I feel like in this relationship, Amanda's a very chill person.
Wow.
Charmaine is like,
That is the funniest thing because you're actually
the opposite. It's the opposite,
yeah. We're literally the opposite.
Is the chilled person.
It's always the ones who think like that. Those are the ones who go out and turn up.
Are you guys best friends? Can I assume you are since you're business partners? Or is this just a marriage? Because I mean, being in a business together is like a marriage.
True.
Yeah, pretty much.
So are you best friends?
We're sisters.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's family.
We're family.
Conte.
Yay. Yeah.
It's been a legend. It's a quiet Conte. Why Conte? Why not? I don't know. Like, why Conte? Where does it come from? What was the inception of the Conte empire?
Shall you tell the story?
There's honestly no like deep story. It's my grandmother's something. No, it's not, there's nothing deep to it. It's just the name that we liked. Mm. But also it's like back in the day, if you're an artist child, we used to use Conte crayons. Mm. So it's like going back to the heart of, you know, where you started.
Yeah.
And also it happens to mean to tell a tale in French. So we like the meaning as well. So we only discovered the meaning French? After. No.
Okay.
We only discovered the meaning after, though. Here. Oh, hey.
So you already knew that. Wow. You already knew this.
No, what I didn't.
You just learned something new.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I see.
So but we never knew
so
this
you don't
at
know
first,
French
so.
That well.
No, like.
Clearly. You're not contained means until now.
Really? I've been here for a very long time. I think I've lost a lot of my French.
That's
where are you from?
I'm from the Congo.
That's so sad.
Hey.
We have a lot of Congolese friends. So
is it?
Yeah.
Guys, stop ruining my show.
Oh, sorry.
About Conte.
Oh, yeah. As
this
I'll
is
say.
Not about Amanda.
as we were saying.
There's no point of others here. Okay? They were telling their beautiful stories. We've got young female black entrepreneurs listening to these ladies. You busy telling us about you not speaking French. Wow. Can I be great for once? I feel like no one wants me to be great. So, like, I'm trying to build a great platform.
We tried.
Sorry.
We're back on track.
Yeah. Back on track. Conte, yeah, means that, but we like the name. We actually had like a list of 5 names we wanted to choose from. So our colleagues at the time, we said, hey, choose names for... They didn't even know what they were choosing names for.
Yeah.
We just said, which one do you think is great? And Conte won. So Conte, it is...
Although the funny story behind that is half of the people who actually chose the name couldn't even pronounce it.
Yeah.
So we heard things like count, cant, gont. You know, Kunti. They went too. Everywhere. Yeah. Kunte Kinte. Man,
I'm Kunte Kinte.
maybe that's your new name.
My new name is Kunte Kinte.
There we go. There goes the Vietnam name.
So, and what year was this?
This was 2014.
Yeah. And is it when after you guys had finished your studies that you came to, like, I just want to find the dynamics of, did you guys know each other before you started the business? How did you guys get to know each other? And how does it fall within your study layovers?
Okay, we actually graduated at the same time, I think, 2013, right? Yeah. And then I worked somewhere else and stuff. And then we met at the same job that we started in 2014, in August. Mm-hmm. And we worked there for 3 months before we started the business. So we only knew each other for 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's actually a unique story because people are like, I need to have known this person forever, or it's someone I don't know at all. So it was a nice way to start, you know, the relationship.
Yeah. What were some of the challenges when you guys were starting this business? Like, walk us through, like, you're now saying, okay, we fucking hate our jobs. Like, you know, when you work for someone, you're like, oh my God, I disagree with what they're doing. Like, I can start my own company. Mm-hmm. So, like, now you start your own company. Mm. What are the realities that you're facing? For example, funding.
Yeah.
You know, as young black females, were you able to apply for a grant and receive one or not? When you were starting, was it easy to get clients? You know, were people flirting with you instead of getting business from you? No, seriously, I want to talk about these things that females face in terms of business. Mm. Walk us through that whole, the first year. What was it like?
It was interesting. It was interesting because it was such a new experience for both Charmaine and I.
Yeah.
And especially because we're getting to know each other during the process of getting to know the business. So it was quite an interesting year. I think it was fun because it was new experiences and challenging ones as well. So I remember us being broke half the time. So having to make our vision come to life literally took every single thing from us. But I think what we both possessed was the fact that we loved what we were doing, so we were willing to be broke for it. So it was struggle. I think the first day I remember hiding, we were eating like very cheap things. I will tell this story today.
We were
eating cheap lol. And like, we were hungry, obviously, but you know, because you're trying to, you know, have this image, it's like, no, I own a business, can't be eating this. But you hide eating these things and you're hiding there at 44 Stanley. And it was just funny, actually.
Yeah.
But you do the most damnedest things to kind of get what you want to do.
Yeah. And I mean, also the story about men flirting with us for stuff. Yeah, no, we got, you know, a lot of people saying they want to work with us. Oh my God, you guys are fantastic. And then we go to a meeting and next thing we know we're on a date and it's like, how was this not a meeting, bruh? Like, what's happening?
Nope, it ain't.
You know, next thing you know, people are forgetting that they asked to work with us. Now they want to like link up, let's go out for a drink. How? But I thought you said you wanted a logo. Yeah. Like, what's happening, you know? So that happened quite often. I can say it still happens till today.
Yeah, it does, actually.
You know? But how does, like, the thing is, I also feel like as men, especially African men, we have a very huge responsibility, especially with our women. Because I stand strong that the transformation of Africa is in the hands of women. Mm-hmm. Literally. Like, I even think with my business, in the next 5 years at most, I have to step down and put a woman to drive this ship. Because I believe that's where the world is going.
Mm-hmm.
And for this show today, I really want you guys to be as vocal as you can be about these struggles.
Mm.
I know it's easy to joke about them, but it's also yeah. quite serious and yeah. it can be very uncomfortable. And I want you guys to walk us through those uncomfortable things, like
mm.
be, so that as men, we can understand and be better and learn.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you, as men, we come from a culture where we feel like we can just say certain things because that's how we were taught or that's how we talk. And sometimes we think that's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think, you know, you guys being young female entrepreneurs, it's also a platform for you guys to now speak out against these other female entrepreneurs who think that kind of behavior might be okay, but yeah. it's making them feel uncomfortable
yeah.
and they're just ignoring it. Yeah. You know, we want to shake the table. We want to shake the table now. So how do those things make you feel? And do you feel you've lost business because you've refused to flirt with a client?
Yeah. You know what? I don't want to look at it as losing business, you know?
Yeah.
Wasn't meant to be. Like, if you weren't serious, like, don't step up in my space, you know?
Yeah.
Content means everything to me. Business means everything to me. And I want to be respected in the game for having put my foot forward, my best foot forward, you know, when it comes to business. So when a man comes and approaches me with an angle that you're coming to me for my business, you're messing with my food. Mm. Don't mess with my food. Yeah, sharp, you can take me out for dinner, but that doesn't pay my bills. I don't care for your dinner. I want to pay my bills. I want to pay my dues. So I need the same respect. If I'm going to respect you in that way, I need you to respect me in the same way. And the thing that men fail to do nowadays is you look at a woman and you think, what does she know? You know, she hasn't been in the game for long enough. She doesn't know anything. It's still a very male-dominated world. So, you know, there's always something condescending about a man stepping up to a woman in business. So we're constantly fighting twice more than we should be just to be seen, just to be recognized, and just to be respected. And it shouldn't be like that, you know. Like, if you're going to respect your mom, who's going to beat your ass for, like, you know, being disrespectful, try and respect the next sister, the person you meet, because what we're supposed to be like family when we're out there in the world fighting for each other.
Mm.
Let's be like the Jews. Like, let's all come together and work together. Let's yeah. respect each other.
How are you guys actually defining those situations, like, in terms of your business and, let's say, how you strategize your business, how you define what society thinks of female businesses or female entrepreneurs?
Mm.
I think the one way we're doing that is by producing good shit.
Mm.
Because if ever you're going to come to me just because I'm a woman, then my work is not good enough. But you need to come to me because my work is good. And we pride ourselves in providing and literally developing the most fantastic things ever. Mm. So that you're not coming to me because, oh, she's pretty, I think I can get something from her. Or, hey, whatever. But there's no ulterior motive. But these people do great work. So I think that's how we define it. It's like, if ever something looks like it's not coming into the business for the work, then it's not worth it for us. So I think there's just like that very thin line between, true, do I take it, do I not? Is it beneficial for the business? Is it not? Is it beneficial for me as a person? Because you need to remember, as much as you have a business and you own a business, you are a person, true, at the end of the day. And if you feel defined, or if you feel like your values have been stripped away from you from something that's happening in business, then baby girl, take care of yourself.
Yeah.
So if ever you're saying, listen, I'm going to do anything for my business, you need to have those boundaries. And like, okay, I will do anything for my business, but if it means I need to go sleep with someone to get something, then your values are kind of, you know, skewed a bit.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, as you're saying before, when you started your business, you're also getting to know each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Mursa fights happen. Hectic
fights.
Are you
saying Mursa fights?
Like,
we're out here as cat fights.
No. I mean, as in, like, I've been through it where when you start a business with someone, after 3 months, that whole we love each other vibe is not necessarily over, but now you start, a lot of things start to happen.
Yeah.
You know, when people are frustrated, they act differently. The energy, you both broke at the same time.
Amen.
It looks like it's the end. So the only outlet you have is your partner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that your partner serves an outlet, but then that's when conflicts take place.
Mm.
What I love about you guys is that the fact that you're still here shows that you are able to overcome those conflicts.
Yeah.
It also shows that you were loyal to each other.
Yeah.
And one of the most painful things that I watch on a daily basis in South Africa, especially on social media and in the media, is females who are just tearing each other apart.
Mm.
You know, women will come together and say men and shit, But then at the same time, men will look and laugh at women because it's the same women that drag each other over men on Instagram. It's women who have been business partners and like, yeah, you haven't paid me, fuck you, or you stole my business. Like women on a day, I see it on a daily basis where women consistently drag each other.
Yeah.
What has kept you guys strong? What has kept you guys connected when though you had those tough moments where you're like, fuck, I hate Amanda, like she's annoying, or when you think Charmaine is annoying? What has made you say, you know what, let's fix it, let's keep going?
I want to start by saying when we first got here and the first question you asked is if we're best friends, and as much as I'd like to say we're best friends, we're family first. And the thing is, I've fought with my brother all my life, but now I can say he's my best friend. And the reason why I can get to that point is because we looked at each other as family, against all odds. Like, yes, we might see things differently. Yes, we might go apart, but we will always come back together because it's a family thing. Like, you know, our families know each other. We are basically married, you know. They know each other. We know each other. There's, you know, it's a whole negotiation thing, you know. Exactly. So the reason why we're able to come back to it is because of the fact that I look at her as my sister. You know, I can't afford to lose my sister. So she can, yo, get on my nerves. But yeah. You know what? At the end of the day, I don't see myself doing it with anybody else, you know? And I just have a lot of respect for her. So, yeah.
And I think that's And I think that's very important when building a business, like finding the right partner. Yeah. Because if you get into bed with someone that doesn't understand the vision or doesn't actually see where this might go, they'll leave for ulterior motives. So if you guys are not making money, if we broke, like, fuck this, I'm out. You know, but if you can find someone that will struggle with you and eat what you eat and go through your pain, but still have the same vision and like that, just have that intuition to say, look, I know this is not where we want to be right now, but this is where we're going.
Yeah. Mm.
I think that is one of a key gifts to actually building a sustainable business.
Yeah, that's what's important. I think from what Charmaine is saying is that I think for both her and I, it's that we don't see doing it with anyone else because no one is going to understand Conte like Charmaine understands it.
Yeah.
And neither is anyone going to understand Amanda like Charmaine understands Amanda, and vice versa. So having to say, yo, let me find someone else. Yeah, man. Like, where am I going to start? I would literally kill the person for not being Charmaine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, come on, can you be Charmaine right now? Because I don't see Conte being anywhere else if it was just me or if it was just her. Like, it just works the way it does. And because we know it works, and we've heard a lot of people say, you're bad guys, like, you guys are just like a hand in a glove. And because we know how it works, we're willing to like stick it out for whatever. And the whole family thing is like literally the truth.
Wow. This is incredible, guys. Like, I'm so blown away. Like, I feel like just keep talking. It just keeps speaking to me. So, guys, everybody still is buzzing now on social media. Everyone's loving what you guys are talking about, and everyone is feeling very inspired. If you want to join the discussion, please just tweet us on Thread Exchange. And the exchange is X and then change. You can also go on cliffcentral.com on Twitter. WhatsApp us on 079-748-2090. Ask me questions. Engage with us. Tell us what are the realities that you're facing in your business today. And we'll catch up with these ladies because I've got another song that I want to dedicate to them, and it's called Magic by Laura Mvula.
We are back on the Threaded Exchange live on Cliff Central. And in studio, we are still talking to these two beautiful young ladies, Amanda and Charmaine from Conte Creatives. And I'm just very curious, like, to find out, how do you guys manage your social life and your family life? Because I know entrepreneurship is very crazy. We hardly ever have time, you know, to actually be at home. But how do you guys balance that? Do you have siblings that you guys are looking after? Because especially for women growing up, we look at you guys as mothers, you know, we look at you guys as people that need to nurture us. So how do you guys balance that entrepreneurial life with family?
I think we finally figured it out. Like, it took us 3 years. We've been doing this for 3 years now, and we're going for our fourth. So I'm just really excited about that. I can say that I've been in business for 4 years. But it took us a while, because the first year we were playing around. We were just having fun. Second year, it got serious. We just focused solely on that. The third year, that's when we started to see what we want outside of the business, just on a personal footing. And I think that's probably when relationships started to play a part in our lives. And then obviously family's always been a key point. I think our families have supported everything we do. They at every single event. Mm. They don't miss anything. So we just have a very, very good supportive system. So yeah, that keeps us going.
And for you, Amanda?
Hey, family, man. Mm. Let me take a video of myself saying this.
Wow.
can you see the personalities now?
Yeah.
Slay us.
No,
slay
it's not about
us.
That.
We are your dragons.
Yes. No, but social life, hey. Like, I think I always had a social life, but it kind of disappears at the same time when you're trying to build a business. Mm. So your business becomes your social life. Mm. So our events were the only times we're like, yes, Jermaine, we're going out, but it's your event. So, hey, don't do that. So you're managing and eventing at the same time. So your social life becomes your business life is your social life. Yeah. So we get invited to some events, like, yes, a chance to go out. So the two are mixed. You know, but like Charmaine's saying, like, over the years, you need to find a balance, as in, like, okay, this is business, this is personal, this is whatever. Whereas it's not that you're neglecting one and taking care of the one more, but you're finding a balance of this is my life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for me, social life is all over the place.
Just going back to what Charmaine was saying about where an actual relationship started forming. Like, I'm very interested to know, how do you manage that? Because for me personally, like, I think entrepreneurs need someone that's going to be on their A game all the time too. Because we're always that, like, we've got this drive and this energy to always just succeed and make shit happen. So if you find a partner that's really not at that level, do you think that it will affect your creativity and your drive towards achieving what you want?
Yeah, like, I think one thing I can, let me stop speaking for us, let me speak for myself. find a partner who understands what you're doing, you know, and not just that, because it's one thing to say, no, I understand, but, you know, the people I've find myself with are entrepreneurs too. You know, so there's always that the same, they want the same things for themselves as much as I want that for myself. So there's the individual and then there's the couple. So that balance is good. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't work if you find someone who's at a 9-to-5. They don't get it. They'll never get it. Like, they will say they understand.
If you have a 9-to-5, you don't get it. Did you just tell the whole country they don't get it?
No. Wait, hold on. If you have a 9-to-5... in a relationship with an entrepreneur, you won't get it. Like, if you're dating a man who's an entrepreneur, sometimes he's not making any money. Sometimes he really isn't. And if you're making all the money, you're going to be like, hey, man, why don't you just find a job? Like, what's your problem? You know? Yeah. Are you telling me they're going to understand sense. That? They don't get it, you know? And it's not to discredit them, but then it's just to say that it's two different human beings. They want different things, you know? It's not for everybody. Yes! I'm getting props out here.
Can I ask you something? Can you give us a guide, you know? Men will say, oh, I want a boss bitch and all these things, but the reality is that they can't handle a boss.
They cannot.
So can I ask something? If I'm at home listening and I want to date a businesswoman, how do I qualify? What do you guys look for in a partner? You know, because I meet a lot of females who are in corporate, who are doctors, who are accountants, all these things. And most of the time, they are either single or married. They're never dating. Do you guys date? Or does a guy be like, yo, I think you're popping, let me put a ring on it. Like, how does dating look like for a business woman who's black in 2018?
It doesn't. Yeah, it's different for each and every person, I must say. What works for Charmaine might not work for me, might not work for you, might not work for, you know, like, I think it's different. And I think depending on your personality, if you want to have that person, because sometimes a significant other doesn't give the next person a balance. Like, for me, maybe, like, I'm not saying this is me, but let me just scenario, ne? Example. If ever I'm saying that a relationship for me does not does not balance me, but then it might balance Charmaine. Mm. That's different for each and every person. So I won't say that go ahead, go date a boss woman. Like, you might not be able to handle it, because there is a lot that comes with it. Like, yeah. If I can't talk to you at 11 o'clock because I'm busy with a proposal, deal with it. It's not going to happen. If you're going to go out and watch Black Panther on Friday, sweetie pie, I'm busy. Mm. Okay? So there's a balance to it. You need to understand it. You need to have like a backbone of note. You need to be selfless. You need to be self. Mm. What's the other one? Selfish at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's quite difficult. But, you know, when you find the right person, I guess it gets easier.
Yeah, I think that's when alphas come into play. Like, if as an alpha woman, I want an alpha man.
You're
don't let me handle you. Let's handle each other, you know? Mm. Because then, I mean, come on now.
Wow. That but the thing is, like, you say you want an alpha male. Like, I feel like, you know, as men, we are dumb. We all think we're alpha males. So what does an alpha male look like? Like, what does that mean? Is that a guy who's big, who looks like the Hulk? Or is it a guy who's just sure of himself?
Yeah.
Does he fight for you? Like, what is an alpha male like? Does he have money? You're like, babe, I love that shopping center. He buys you the shopping center because he's an alpha male. So what does an alpha male look
what
like?
What do they bring to the table?
What does an alpha male bring to the table?
I think an alpha male is a person who can handle his women.
Yes.
No matter in what sense.
Eat her in bed. Make her happy. Lalela. Yes.
It doesn't matter. Take care if you can handle me, you are alpha male.
I always argue. Yeah. Let's have this. I always argue. Like, when, as men, there's two, right now as men, our views when it comes to dating, there's two views at the moment that I feel, especially even amongst my friend, where there's this motion that as men, when we date women, we're always expected to bring monetary requirements to the table. That's what men think. Mm. Men think, especially that's the discussion where men are like, listen, women don't want broke men. And there's been a lot of females who have said, I don't want a broke nigga. I don't have time for a broke nigga. But for me, when we talk about looking after a female, I think for me, a guy can have money but not look after his female.
Yeah.
It's for me, looking after is not about me buying you possessions, but it's about, am I there when you have self-doubt?
Yeah.
Am I there when you need someone to cry on? You know, am I there when you need the best sex in the world? Am I there when you want to have an intellectual debate? Am I your biggest cheerleader? Am I making you better? Am I growing your mind? Am I growing your world? Am I changing your perspective? Mm-hmm. Most importantly, are we evolving together? That's what I think when women say provide. I don't think most of the time, or even half of the time, I don't think they're saying provide in terms of money. I think they're saying be there for me.
Yeah.
Be there for me. Yeah. Support me. Be loyal to me. Look after me. You know, and most men think it's about money and all these things. And there's probably guys who disagree and like, yo, no, dude, I know some females who want money. So for you guys, what is it that men should bring to the table? Does a guy having a big bank account, do you think about that? Is it a big thing since you're an entrepreneur? Or you just want a guy who's just going to be himself and be there for you no matter what?
Okay, I'm gonna give you a bit of a personal story here, which is I've had a guy with a load of money. Load of it, who kind of sold me a life, you know, who was like, Yazi. And mind me, when I say I had a guy, I didn't have him. Like, he was in my life, Yabo. And he sold me a dream, basically. He was like, no, you know, I know you like Range Rovers. You know, you can have this range. Mm-hmm. Imagine you coming out of that range with these Louis Vuittons and you know, you're dressed in this bomb-ass outfit and all that stuff, and you're just living this life. But at the same time, his personality was the type of, but that's my money, you know. Mm. You enjoying this? Yeah, with my money. This, that, and that with my money. And I don't want to be in a situation like that with anybody. That's why I think I became an entrepreneur myself, because I was like, no, I want my money. But when we come together, it's our money. You know, we worked hard for both of us, you know. So for me, money, as much as we all love money, I love money. I like making it. I like spending it. But I'm not going to go find a man who has money, because I want a different kind of relationship. You know, I want a respectful relationship. I want it to be a collaboration. I want us to work hard together, basically. Mm-hmm. And I don't like being owned. Like, don't own me. Like, I just said I'm an alpha woman, so don't own me. So money to me is, it's something I can make myself.
You heard it here first. Money is something she can make for herself. Mm-hmm. Now, female friends. How does that work? So, for example, I mean, you are 24 now, right?
Yes.
The reason I'm asking, I'm actually not even female friends, let me just say friends in general. Yeah, you know, when you start a business, it sort of matures you much quicker.
Yeah, it does.
One of the things that I learned, especially with my friends, it's something that I've had to be like, you know, you're facing a huge challenge where you're broke, you're a million rands in debt. Your friend is talking to you about how his crush doesn't love him and he's crying.
Yeah.
How do you... Wow. I used to go through this where I'm like, me and my friends are not on the same chapter. And I've lost a lot of friends where their problem versus mine are just different.
Yeah.
You know, most of the... When I was 20 when I started my business. So my friends are still second year in varsity. Mm. They're still in that life. I'm 20 years old. I remember I was in 3 million in debt with my business at the time.
God damn.
Do you get what I'm saying? And it's like, yo, I'm fighting to survive. They're like... I'm depressed about this test. And you're just like, I wish I had a test. Like, you know?
Can I have
so like, has it affected your relationships in that sense of like point of relation, especially with people your age?
Mm.
And now do you find yourself being friends with older people? And is that better?
I mean, she is friends with an older person right
yo,
now.
Let me tell you a story.
Shemaine, you're not old. So I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm about to go through my dirty 30. So I'm very excited about it.
You're 28.
I'm 29.
Yeah, since when?
Since
see,
birthday.
When last did you talk to me, other than today?
Today. Yesterday. Yesterday. We spoke yesterday.
Okay, well, I'm 29.
Yesterday.
Oh, look. Stop it. Yes, Amanda.
Amanda.
Yeah, what's funny is that all my friends are older than me.
Yeah.
Zwap, all of them. I only have one friend who I'm the same age with.
How old?
So,
24.
I'm 24, right? One of my closest friends is Charmaine. She's 29, like she said. I've got a friend whose name is B, who speaks her mind like another
yo.
Thing. And she's 30-something. I spend a lot of time with my aunt, who's close to her 40s. Most of my friends are older than me, but I don't have a lot of friends. I don't have like, yes, when I have a party, it's probably going to be like...
So when you have a party, it's five people and they're drinking green tea.
Yeah. Look, you're not like that. Listen, I have a lot of people who know me and who want to know me. Yeah. But I choose.
There's many people who want to know me, but they can't know me.
Yes, they can't.
I mean, ask her how many friends she has. Like, people who follow her are like, Amanda, please delete this person so you can add me as a friend.
Okay, guys, I'm not famous, mate, but... I'm very selective when it comes to the closest friends that I have. Mm. And I think it's something very important when you're in business as well, that you need to be selective. You can't be friends with the nation base. True. Like, you need to choose people who are either going to build you or are going to challenge you or are literally with you all the way. Mm. So you can't just have like a friend list of like 25,000 people. And it's like, but why do you have so many people? Like, why?
Yeah. I also think one of the times, I mean, I don't know if you'll agree with me, but I always find it like, you are what you eat. And I don't mean that in a sexual way or a food manner. But I also...
About?
No, I'm just saying because people on Twitter are like, oh, see, so many sexual innuendos. But I'm just speaking like you are what you eat. You also are what you eat in terms of who you consume. And I mean who you consume in terms of who's influencing you on a daily basis. Who are you having conversations with? Who are you allowing you into your life? Where are you opening up to? And I find that most of your time... The friends around you are very important to your journey and your success.
Mm.
And most of the time, I've seen a lot of friendships that I'm like, hey, Mara, this doesn't not make sense.
Yeah.
And then 3 months later, there's a whole big fight and the person's career goes down and the friendship goes down.
Mm. Yeah.
So how do you guys select friends? What's the advice on selecting friends? And how do you know that, okay, cool, this is the right person for my space. This is not the right person for my space. And I think a lot of people struggle with that.
Mm. I feel like I've been blessed with the kind of friendships I have. I am the type to have friends, a lot of friends. You know, I'm friends with the nation, or the nation's friends with me. I don't know. But I've also known these people for years. When I speak about my friendships, I'm talking about people I've known for 12 years, for 7 years, for 20 years, etc. You know, some of my friends are celebrities, but I've known them even before they became celebrities. So that's when you know that you've got real
children.
Yeah, like, you know, you ride for each other and they are extremely supportive. I love watching my friends grow because their growth is part of my growth and vice versa. So, I mean, right now we're working on this amazing project that's coming out soon and I'm excited about it with a friend I've known for years. And, you know, that's important. Like, sharing those kind of like experiences and sharing those kind of successes with people who are like family to you is what's important. And that's what people are missing. You know, that's why friendships break, because they were actually just friends with you and Jay, because, you know, Sia's cool, you know, let me just be friends with Sia.
Yo, guys, when I was rich, I had a lot of friends.
Yeah, of course you did.
I was popping buzz up. Well, now, yo, grandma Anna.
And they gone, right?
Everyone went to Twitter.
Guys, everyone went to Twitter, but yeah, Sia was spending that money.
You decide who you want. Like, literally, you, a person can decide whether you want to be with that person or not in literally 30 seconds when you meet the person. So for me, I make that decision literally instantly. It's like, in the first 30 seconds, I don't vibe with you. Go get your other life somewhere else. So I vibe with Charmaine literally first 30 seconds meeting her. So that's why we're still here. If the other ones, I was like,
we vibed at first sight, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
No, I mean, she's good peoples. Like, I vibed with Joe when I met him. I was like, good peoples. I vibed with you when I met you. Like, don't be spicy, guys. Not everything I say is spicy. Come on.
Say, if I get out of it.
Charmaine mentioned something very interesting. You spoke about celebrating your successes with your friends. So now I want to actually speak of the opposite side, which is failure. How do you deal with the fear of failure? Because starting a business, you have to know that, hey, sometimes shit won't go the way that I want it to go. How do you deal with that fear?
I'm actually glad you brought that up, because it's something we started discussing, I think, sometime last year. Because, last year, let's just say we went through the deepest.
Please give me a quotable for Twitter. Just saying. Just give me a quotable while you talk about this.
So okay. Like, last year, Shem, you know, we saw our lives. You know, we saw the bottom of the bottom of the pit, basically. And the thing, the problem that entrepreneurs face is we're not vocal about that stuff. We don't want to bring up the issues. We want to bring up the successes. So, I mean, we're already like that in a public platform. It's worse when it comes to friendships. I don't want to tell my friends that, yo, guys, it's rough, hey? Rough, it's tough. We struggle with that. So to be honest, I feel like, and my friends have done the same. We don't usually tell each other when it's happening that, hey, bro, I'm going through the worst. We only tell each other after, like, yo, a month ago, I was going through some deep stuff. I was like, why didn't you tell me? Which has happened quite often. So it's hard to support each other if we don't let each other in. And I'm just talking in general now as well, because I want to tell the public that, yo, guys, this is not for everyone. Like, it's tough. It's really, really tough. But you stick through it because you want it so badly. I support my friends through everything. So when you're failing, I'm there. Like, you know, when she's failing, I'm there, you know. So and also half the time when she's failing, I'm failing too. So
it's actually so crazy. Like, I just think 2017 was a bad year for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's just like,
guys, don't you feel like 2017 was like that ex that will never go away? Like, everything just fucking came out the woodworks.
Dude, like
you're broke here. Like, someone who fucked you over like 3 years ago is calling. Like, everything you thought you knew is like a complete lie. Like, 2017 was the best year of my life because of all those struggles. I feel better that I went through them.
But you must know that failure is an opportunity, hey? Like, failure is that one thing that says, okay, it didn't work that way. Let's see how it can now work. So it's like, okay, let's see. Let's not do that anymore.
Yeah.
Let's find another way to kind of restructure and re-strategize. What are we doing? So if you're going to fail and like give up on yourself, it's like, oh, damn it. I failed, mama. You know, and go back home and cry and say it's over. Then you're not fit for it. But if you're going to say and you're going to fail and look at that as an opportunity, then maybe, you know, maybe you should be an entrepreneur.
Failure is growth. Yeah. So
let me, before we're going to end the show in the next 5 minutes, because I have another song I'm going to tune out with. But I want you guys to tell me 5 things that you feel that people don't know about being an entrepreneur. And be as explicit as possible.
Ooh, this is going to be interesting.
What are the 5 things that people have no idea? Where people are like, oh, I want to be an entrepreneur. And you think, fuck. So what are the 5 things that you feel, even that also surprised you, where you're like, yo, this is heavy. Like, if I knew this, maybe I wouldn't have done that. What are the 5 realities that have shocked you in the system? Or that could be a certain failure that you never saw coming. But what are the 5 realities of being an entrepreneur that really, really knocked your socks off?
Yo, I think number one, at some point you will be broke. And you need to be okay with that. And also be okay with working your ass off to not be broke again.
Yeah.
I want to word what she said in a different way, right? It's not in some point you'll be broke. You broke most of the time, you know. The money you get is not yours, it's the business. So yeah, you broke every day until you become a Jay-Z and Beyonce. And then one thing is, don't believe the hype in funding. Let me say investments. If your business can fund itself, keep pushing that, because the truth is, not everybody's out to watch you win. Hey, like, some people have their own ulterior motives. We learned that last year. You know, we're learning it now. If I can take back investment money, I would do it. Yes, I just put that out there for the world to know. You know, like, it's not always what it is. Some people just don't have good intentions, and you really need to be careful about that. And I'm specifically speaking about Black entrepreneurs. The fact that we're the type of people who walk into business, we don't have people in accounting, we don't have legal teams, we don't have this and that and that. They know that, and they will use that against you, because they know, hore, you need me. I've got money. You need me. Don't ever fight. It's like a relationship. Don't be in a relationship with someone you'll always need. Like, you know, do it on your own first. See if you can do it. And then work towards it. And always be on top of your stuff. So if you get investment, guys, get a legal team. Honestly, get a legal team to look through every single thing with you. Don't fall for it. That's the biggest, most important advice I'd give any entrepreneur who starts business. Like, it's just money, but your business is yours, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think without passion, you won't make it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't love what you do, babes. Every day.
So I can say another point is, another thing about the thing that has kept, so people always ask, like, what has kept you strong? What has kept you when you're hungry and you don't have money? And it's just simple thing. It's passion.
Yeah.
Like, there's one thing that I've lost so much money. I've lost a lot of things. I've made a lot of sacrifices with my business. But damn, God has blessed me, man. Like, I wake up every day, I get to do what the fuck I love and be good at it. Like, I get to live my honesty, and no one with money can buy that from me.
Nobody.
No one. Guys, we're running out of time.
Man.
They're looking at Palisa. Palisa and I feel like we have this connection.
Yes.
And I've been crying about how single I am. Everyone's like, how's here? But guys, I've been single forever.
But
like,
she just came out. So
Palisa, where's Palisa? Palisa, come into the studio and say hi to the people. Guys, can we start a petition for Palisa? Hashtag Palisa, please date Sia.
And yes, she's a woman. Guys, she's
closing remarks. What advice can you give to young Black female entrepreneurs right now? Starting with Amanda.
Keep the passion and do what you love.
Yo, same thing. Like, just love it. Get just love it. And you can't quit. Can't quit. Don't quit.
Don't quit. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today. Any last words from you, Joe? Joe is going to be joining me once a month.
Yay.
And we're going to be carrying these debates.
Crazy. The best advice that I can give anyone today is wear shades every day.
Yeah. Guys, where can people find you? So, Conte Magazine on Twitter, Conte Magazine on Facebook, Conte Magazine all over. Conte.
Yes. All over Conte, the world.
Conte. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Sia Beyile, and this is, of course, The Thread Exchange. And I'd like to say thank you so much to our beautiful and, most importantly, intelligent businesswomen who I believe are going to lead Africa very, very well. You know, and I watch the Black Panther. I'm like, that's where Africa's going. And, you know, I look at people like you and I'm like, we're building that Africa. You are building that Africa.
Forever,
and I want to say to young Black females out there who are entrepreneurs, you can make it. You can do it. Please, if you need advice, reach out to Charmaine and Amanda, and I'm sure they'd love to help you. And I'm sure you can find their details on their website. I'm Sia Beyile. This is The Thread Exchange on the world's best online radio station, Cliff Central. I'm out.
This is cliffcentral.com.